Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in one weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today. Save big.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in and taking time out to listen to this podcast. You may be driving right now, or traveling to office. You may be exercising, or dog walking, or cooking, or simply just working and listening to this podcast. I'm happy that you have taken time out to listen to this. Our community is growing continuously, and every day we are getting stronger. Please like, share, and subscribe to this podcast. And let me know which parts of the podcast do you like the most. Share it on your pages and tag me. I would love to know what's your favorite episode. DM me. Let me know which posts on my social media pages struck a chord with you. We all have seen monks and rishis and wished we can ever be so calm or gentle and caring and loving like them. It's like seeing a millionaire or a billionaire and thinking he or she has it all sorted and wished that life for us. But have we ever wondered how did they get to that stage? How much work is required to get to that stage? How many sleepless nights do they require to go through to reach to a stage where things may go on autopilot? We generally don't see the struggle that these monks endure to reach the state of calmness and caring and nurturing. The years of practicing meditation has enabled them to unlock the secret to success, and they said that they are not done. They've seen the benefits of those practices, and now they understand that no amount of material, no amount of money, status, power would ever bring them the complete happiness or calmness. And having found out those secrets, they now want others to benefit from those. The good news is that we don't have to give up our daily lifestyle, jobs, or households, although it's your choice, to practice what the monks prescribe. We just have to practice some very simple, but very complex and tough acts at the same time, and it'll bring us the steadiness in our lives that we wanted, the calm and the contentment. I'll be talking through 6 things to practice that I believe has helped me immensely in my life, and I can vouch for it. Number 1, don't judge. Now I know you must be sitting there and thinking, well, I don't judge, so this is not for me. Sorry to break it to you, we all judge. Judgment is the most primal instincts we living beings have got. Now we compare situations to ones we know and then judge whether the current situation is better or worse. This helps in flight or fight. What we do with that judgment is very important. What the monks mean by saying don't judge is that when we see someone with an issue, don't come to conclusions based on limited knowledge you have on that person's current state of affairs. We don't know what that person is going through right now in his or her life for them to go through that situation. We all go through issues, and if we can help each other through our issues, we can overcome it together. The least we can do at this point is to not conclude or judge. Number 2, when you start practicing no judgment, you'll start to notice that you accept people and situations for what they are. Just open up your minds, your arms, and welcome everyone without judgment. Even situations, they just happen. We don't have control over situations. So the best way to avoid anguish during a bad day is to accept the situation as is. Number 3, patience. Well, I don't think I can stress on this anymore. Without patience, none of the things that you want to achieve, do, or practice will ever happen. They take time. Results take time. Muscle building takes time. Mastery at a skill requires years of practice. Such as this episode of podcast, all the 6 things that we are discussing today takes years of practice to get good at. And what is the key ingredient? Well, we know the answer now, right? Patience. Number 4, Let It Go. Now, the first thing that comes to our mind listening to Let It Go is a song from Frozen. But it is true. If you have anger or annoyance or grudge on someone, it's best to let go of that emotion. Nothing good has ever happened by keeping grudge. People make mistakes, don't take them personally. Take the high road and let it go. Two good things that come to my mind immediately when I say let it go are, you can avoid confrontation, number one, and number two, your stress levels go low. It benefits us, right? So let's just be selfish and practice it. Number five, gratitude. I've talked about it in one of my episodes of morning routines, in my posts on social media, and rather, I speak of it at every opportunity. I strongly believe, if you're not grateful for what you are and what you have now, then you can never truly grow. And by that, I mean grow as a human being. There are still a lot of rich and powerful and famous people who think otherwise, and we all have seen them. They're not happy or content. Another good thing that I notice is when you're grateful for things in life, you become kind towards others. Because now you know that everything that happens to you is for a reason. That person or that situation is trying to teach you something. Let's learn from it and grow. Number six, treat every day like it's your first day. How enthusiastic were we on our first day at work, our first day at school, or even first day at our favorite art class? We felt like we were going to conquer the world. And what happens after 1 week, 1 month? Poof, the whole enthusiasm is gone. It's lost, right? What if we treated every single day as our first day? We would learn every day. We would grow every day. We would nurture the skill set and try and become a master at it. Now, the trick with all these practices or solutions for a happy life is knowing that our minds cannot really know the difference between what is real and what is imaginary. This may sound odd for a lot of us in the beginning, but it is science, and I'm not making this up. Our brains are incapable of knowing what is real and what is not. So if you tell your mind that everything is fine, it slowly starts to believe that everything is fine. Now that explains the sixth point in this episode. Treat every day like it's your first day. Tell your mind it's the first day. Tell your mind that you need to practice gratitude or to not judge. One of the monks in one of the videos that I had seen had called our mind as a monkey mind. Now train your monkey mind. Tell your monkey mind to do one particular act at one particular time, and it follows instructions. Now if you train your monkey mind to doing something, you eventually will start doing it. Be good. Take care.
Save big money when you shop at Menards. Transform your home in 1 weekend with exterior wood stain and sealer from Dutch Boy. It provides one coat protection on decks, fences, siding, and outdoor furniture. It repels rain after just 4 hours of application. That means quicker results, saving you both time and money. Our knowledgeable team is ready to help bring your dreams to life, 1 gallon at a time. Stop by your local Menards today. Save.